Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great, chilly end to the month of February.
In the last blast.
Yeah, it really is. But thank goodness it has not been as bad as a year ago,
but
it seems as though the cold weather has been a bit more consistent, or persistent is probably a better word,
okay.
This year. But then we head into March, and spring is just around the corner. To that end, we got a really great show for you. I think this is going to be exciting. We're not going to get real technical, but give you an overview of the benefits and the vitamin package that is in fortified cottonseed. Hunter Barrett is going to be joining us, one of the fortified cottonseed team, and going to make some correlation between the livestock industry and things that they've done that gives us an origin, bringing that over to wildlife management, particularly our deer herd.
Sounds good.
And the diversity of Texas terrain, soil makeup, and minerals. There's a lot more to the equation than, this is the golden kernel of corn,
Why don't we get quiet then and go into our next break and get the show started, because there's a lot of information there.
Now that Harold has interrupted, yes, we're going to wrap this portion up because
stuff,
we've got
a lot of good news
that's headed our way. And well, maybe we won't find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
This is
going to be an adventure. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Lots of news besides the weather, which, goodness, we had some cool weather. Talked to Hunter Barrett, our guest, earlier in the week. I guess it was Thursday, and he said that it was snowing up in the panhandle. Got a little bit frosty on the northern fringes of the greater Houston, southeast Texas area. And now we're looking for maybe a warm-up this time next week.
Right.
You know, and hopefully things will become more spring-like. So
yeah.
That's
not,
a good thing.
Not until after the rodeo parade in Houston. That traditionally has always been
that's this
bad
weekend.
Weather. Yeah, this – yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, all that going on. I actually saw a video on one of the local Houston news channels, and I think it's KHOU on Channel 11, the CBS mm-hmm. affiliate, where hadn't seen this since I was a little boy, right. And my dad rode with the Harris County Mounted Posse mm-hmm. with the annual Pony Express, the
yeah.
delivery of the invitation
to the governor,
governor
yeah,
right
yeah.
to attend the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
That was great.
Pretty cool. They're not riding nearly as fast as they used to. Oh, my goodness. Fishing-wise, uh-huh. we've had great success this year. I mean, the Cheryl Lunker program just continues as we visit with Craig Bond recently about last year's success, and then it's doubling up this year. We've had two back-to-back weekends where we've had double Lunkers, you know,
yeah.
caught. And Possum Kingdom has jumped into the fray, which, you know, pretty neat uh-huh. Situation for them to come back on the board. Haven't seen a legacy Lunker in over 13 pound since 1991. And Johnny Smoldis, I believe is the way you pronounce it, who hails from Weatherford, landed a 13.06 pounder. And... you know, just good things are happening. We've got some hybrids, which is a largemouth, smallmouth cross that they're waiting on genetic testing.
They probably talk funny or talk out of the side of their mouth.
We're going to see if it...
I'm sorry.
We're going to see if it is a new world record for this, you know, for this type of fish. We've also are in the phase where... a lot of discussions going on freshwater, saltwater, and hunting regulation proposals. Actually, the saltwater is not in the mix because I think that's already been set. And you can go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and check out and make public comment,
okay?
Because then it's going to be presented at the March meeting in Austin, the commission meeting.
All right.
For approval on the 24th. We also have great expectations. And as I mentioned when I came back from East Texas last week, that as I crossed various bridges and rivers and lakes, the water was in the banks. It wasn't flooded in the flats on either side because of heavy rains.
Right.
But the expectation for an exceptional white bass run is on the horizon.
Good.
Yeah. You bring some news to you?
Yeah, our friends at Parks and Wildlife.
Oh, okay.
Or should I say Fish and Wildlife, U.S., those guys, the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
But celebrating the announcement of record annual funding through the Wildlife and Sport Fishing Restoration Program, $1.5 billion. That's colloquially known as the Pittman-Robertson Act, which they haven't tapped yet for something else. It's a well-established and well-regarded conservation partnership among state wildlife agencies and the outdoor industry and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Hunters, anglers, boaters purchase equipment and fuel. The manufacturers, producers, importers of those goods pay excise taxes into this fund. And then this ensures wildlife agencies in all states, commonwealths, and territories receive support. Not only does this historic disbursement highlight the strength of the outdoor recreational economy, but it proves the vital role, it's very important, that sportsmen play in protecting the future of our wildlife. It's quite a good deal. They haven't messed with it yet.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they even said, oh, well, we need to take a percentage for mm-hmm. servicing and oversight, you know.
And whatever, right.
And whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And slowly get their greedy hands.
Kind of like the Social Security Fund. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's, what is the phrase that's going around on social media right now?
Oh.
It's surprising that welfare money never runs out.
Mm-hmm.
But Social Security is always running out.
Yeah. What? Boy, that's a sad commentary, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Hey, we've got a lot more news and outdoor update headed your way, but we're going to take a break. So y'all stick around as we'll be right back right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back, and it's time for our best bets, and that's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration.
Why the chuckle?
The chuckle was the thermal imagery industry has gone nuts.
Yeah.
It has exploded. I'm sure you're seeing it on press releases.
Sure. And a lot of big players, like you said, Steiner. Steiner just got into it.
Exactly. Yeah. I understand Burris has got involved. Cliff Cheadle and associates at Third Coast Thermal stays on top. There's optics for your firearms, but there's also what I would call observation.
Security.
That's really true.
Right.
It's good stuff. Well worth looking into. And Third Coast Thermal is going to help you make wise investments. All right. So go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this Saturday and Sunday are both rated as good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a trio of days with the best rating. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday plunges to poor, but Sunday it rebounds to fair. This weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from either side of sunrise, remaining active until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early to mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until either side of sunset. On Wednesday, March the 3rd, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday has a double tide schedule of two highs and two lows. Monday is a three tide day with low tides and one high. Three tide day, two lows, one high. Tuesday through Friday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two high tides, just one low, and then next Sunday has a double tide schedule. But if nobody can remember that, where can they find that information, Olson?
Hey, every month, Texas Outdoors Journal, we do publish an issue 12 times a year. And for all you subscribers out there, we get calls because we changed our subscription program.
Right.
We no longer send out renewal notices. Mm-hmm. It is a self-renewal program based on your subscriber ID and your expiration date that is found on your label above your name.
Okay.
Okay. Then give us a call or go online and subscribe, and we'll keep sending it to you.
Good.
Otherwise, we won't.
It's valid point.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm still getting mine.
That's yes. Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Look like you were going to say something.
No.
No? Then we're going to go.
I'm just on point here. Just,
oh.
Okay. It's your turn.
Yes, it is. We're going to go back to the coast, and with the north winds blowing, fishing's just been a wreck once the cold fronts come in. Water tides drop out, pulls the bait out. But I think what we're going to be seeing the middle to latter part of the coming week is that we're going to see water start to return. Temperatures are going to warm. The flats are going to heat up. Fish those areas adjacent to deeper water. True at Calcasieu, all the way down to the mid and lower coast. Sheep's head. Be mindful that they come in to spawn around the jetties. So at the Cameron jetties in southwest Louisiana, Sabine, Galveston, Port O'Connor, going to be some good sheep's head as those fish come in and spawn around the granite rocks. And, of course, then position yourself to take advantage of falling and rising tides in back lake and marsh areas. And that will set you up for the next couple of weeks. Okay?
All right.
All right. What's going on in our lakes?
B.A. Steinhagen. I just like to say that. We don't really have an important report for them.
I know.
But got to remind everybody. Because
he hadn't said that in 4 weeks.
That's
and he just,
right.
It was pent up.
I couldn't resist. Anyway, because folks out there, when they say, you know, well, you're not talking about my lake, it's because we don't have a good report from your lake.
And it's a short week report because of the, you know, weather.
There you go. Anyway, Conroe. Catfish are good on baited holes in 18 to 24 feet of water using liver or shrimp. Many folks are having success under the 1097 bridge as well on the high lines or near the high lines. Fork. Bass are good with chatterbaits and spinnerbaits working in 2 to 4 feet of water around flats and ditches. Success with Viper XP jigs in 3 to 5 feet of water on big wood. Red square bills are working in 3 to 6 feet of water around timber on points and creeks. Livingston. White bass are good, starting to gather in creeks to spawn in 20 to 25 feet of water. Bass are moving up shallow from creek channels and ledges, and they're biting on rattle traps. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass at the mouth of the creeks are staging up and ready to dance, they say. Fishermen are having a blast, catching 1 to 3 pound buck bass shallow on Senkos rigged wacky style. Zoom speed craws in dark blue for stained water, and watermelon red for clear water and rigged Texas style using quarter-ounce tungsten weight in 12 inches to 3 feet of water near the edge of buckbrush. Crappie are holding in 20 to 25 feet off brush piles and vertical timber, but they are starting to move up as the weather begins to get warmer. Tyler, crappie are good in 10 to 12 feet of water using jigs and minnows. Bass are good in 12 to 16 feet of water using crankbaits. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 7 feet of water or less using chatterbaits, finesse jigs, wacky worms, and lipless crankbaits. Crappie are good in 10 to 21 feet of water suspended around standing timber and brush piles using minnows. White bass are good in 9 to 20 feet of water on silver jigging spoons. Fish are getting really close to spawning, so we should have fish on beds within the next 2 weeks. Whitney. Striped bass are good on artificial bait, but will be switching to live bait soon. Striped bass are good mid-lake using jigging spoons, slow-moving swim baits and crankbaits, and dead sticking.
Okay, you're talking about what may happen over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Let's head to South Texas down Three Rivers Way. We're on Choke Canyon. Bass are good and spawning in 2 to 4 feet of water, biting on frogs, spinnerbaits, and weightless flukes in 2 to 4 feet of water. The dam's producing good catches of fish on chatterbaits and rattle traps around the grass and backs of pockets. White bass are suspended in the channels near the 99 bridge. Folks, yes, Choke Canyon has picked up some water and go up the river to the 99 bridge. Falcon, catfish are good on cut shad. Bass are getting shallow, ready to spawn. Look to the rocky banks and points and the edges using crankbaits and spinnerbaits. How about the Hill Country?
Well, let's head to Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth are good, with most catches this time of the year coming from rock piles and rock walls in 15 to 25 feet of water. Jigs are the best option, while Texas rig craws, power worms, and chatterbaits will put fish in the boat also. Try shad colors and red crawfish colors. Crappie are good over brush piles using crappie jigs or minnows. White bass are running on the north end of the lake in 15 to 30 feet of water. Go for the spoons, okay? Canyon. Striped bass are good schooling mid-lake and at the mouth of rivers. Success with small swim baits, topwaters, and Alabama rigs. White bass are spawning up river successes with Senkos and spinner baits in the backs of the pockets. Travis, largemouth bass are good using Ned rigs on rocky points, crankbaits in 2 to 8 feet of water. On long, drawn-out points, Alabama rigs or jerkbaits. Crappie are good up the river using black and chartreuse spoons. White bass are good in 12 to 18 feet of water up the river using slab spoons. Bass are also good on deep ledges and cliffs in 12 to 50 feet of water using jigs. Texas rigged and shaky heads with crawworms, finesse worms, and curly tail worms are working also. Waco! Catfish are in full transition from deep to shallow water in 5 to 20 feet. Blue cats are good on fresh cut bait. Channel cats are good on commercial baits.
All right, on the hunting scene, the light goose conservation season continues in the west zone and east zone through March 13th. Closing this Sunday, this weekend, February 27th, is the Chockalaca season, as well as the statewide quail season and the fall Rio Grande turkey season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Willsey counties, and the fall squirrel season. Javelina season in the north zone also closes this Sunday, but running through August 31st, the south zone, as well as the other open county squirrel season.
Okay.
Electric fuel on, off.
Gas on and off.
Cool.
Hey, the 22 Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit Reserve 4x4. Got their 3.6-liter V6 Pentastar engine, 293 horsepower, 260 pound-feet of torque, made into an 8-speed automatic transmission, good-looking aluminum 21-inch wheels, a power-assisted anti-lock system. This one I had was outside was velvet red, black interior, great-looking vehicle, just a great ride. And this had some nifty options, the velvet red pearl coat exterior paint, their reserve group with front passenger interactive display, 21-inch machine face painted aluminum wheels, already mentioned those, Palermo leather seats, 19-speaker Macintosh high-performance audio, active noise control system, 950-watt amplifier, ventilated rear seats, deluxe headliner, Palermo leather door trim, ooh, heads-up display, night vision with pedestrian and animal detection, rear-view auto dimming, wireless charging pad, which is a hot item now in most cars, manual second row windows and shades, second row window shades. Thank you, Harold. Anyhow, great vehicle, great ride. The base on it is 59, but this thing was really loaded, so it tricked out at 67. 19 miles per gallon in the city, 26 on the highway. Again, it's that great Pentastar V6 engine. Now, check this thing out. You like luxury in a Jeep, but all that Jeep capability, because it's always going to be a Jeep. The 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit Reserve from Jeep. Great vehicle.
Need to pull your red pen out and edit all that stuff for you, you know.
Ever had one of those days?
Yes. And when we both have them, it's really fun.
One day, same.
Oh, it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back. Hunter Barrett, fortified cottonseed, is on his way.
Whoops.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, 2022, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed. And that's a partnership for us between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. And that's very important as we get into our conversation with Hunter Barrett. But before we go to Hunter, I want to remind folks of Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend, a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. Optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Then there's Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend, specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. White-tail blend is off the chart, fat, fiber, and protein. As we go through our visit with Hunter Barrett, remember, visit their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com, fortifiedcottonseed.com, then give them a call at 806-839-2122.
So the Scotsman in me likes the savings.
Yes.
Over normal protein.
And we're definitely going to get to that because, I mean, that's an important ingredient.
Right.
You brought it up about better than a 2-to-1 savings. But, Hunter, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. And as we visited earlier this week, we no longer are just dealing with John Sewell as a spokesperson. I mean, he still is certainly working with Fortified and feeding it exclusively. But you all have expanded to the point where you've got product that y'all are shipping out literally across the country, right?
Yes, sir. We are. Good morning, anyway.
Morning.
We're shipping from Mexico all the way to Florida now.
Wow. I heard you had a truck going up to Pennsylvania, and then I know you go to our neighbors to the west there in New Mexico every now and then, right?
I do, yes, sir. Yeah, the hardest part, though, is freight. That kills you. But when you're talking cost savings, you can make it worth it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, let's one of the things that I really wanted us to talk about on this particular interview is the origin, and we talk about the vitamin package that is in Fortified Cottonseed. And you and your family, you know, being in the feed business, working with domestic livestock, that's really where a lot of this started, was on with cattle raisers, right?
That's right. Yes, sir. My granddad built a feed yard in Emporia, Kansas in 1968. Then he moved to Hereford and started the feed yards in 75.
And with that, kind of give us a little background on what you're feeding. I've got to believe that with the diversity of the landscape of Texas, different soil and mineral content, there are maybe minerals that are void, and this is where that licking block or supplemental feed vitamin package comes into play, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. And that's what, you know, you were talking earlier when I ran that operation out in Georgia.
Yeah.
You could have grass knee-high and them cattle look like they were starving to death. It was just, every place is different. You have to supplemental feed, and some places don't need it as much, but other places do.
Yeah, Hunter, do you need different blends, or you just need the supplemental? I mean, it's like, I don't know, is there, you know, a Hill Country blend and an East Texas blend, or it's just the fact that it covers that base?
You know, we kind of cover that base on everything. If they get a little too much of one thing, it comes out the back end. So it's really, you know, it really doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
But it certainly helps just to make the...
Well, I'd rather them have too much than not enough.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Okay. There was something that you had mentioned that really was quite intriguing, and that's called fetal programming, and that has to do with what?
The cow, we study it in cattle, and it's the same thing, a ruminant animal, but it's the nutritional values they get during their gestation period. And, you know, you've got all your gestation periods, and every one of them's different. But you hear a lot of people talk like, I'm not going to feed year-round, I'm going to start and stop. Well, if they're trying to catch up, you've already screwed up that deer or calf from the beginning. And fetal programming is something we've learned a lot of just from cloning animals, cloning some of these things the last 2 years. But it's really this, every deer or animal has chromosomes, and it's if you have the genes that express themselves and make them good genes. And it's all done by trace minerals. You know, and everybody thinks mineral is calcium, phosphorus, salts, magnesium, things like that. But your trace minerals, cobalt, coppers, iodines, manganese, are the things that are most crucial during those first times of gestation.
This is something that has been studied fairly extensively in the cattle industry, but not so much in the deer and wildlife management side, right?
I'd like to see a lot more studies, but it's a harder study to do just because a deer is a wild animal. As cattle, you can kind of have a penned environment and see the stuff that happens there.
Right, right. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. Let us take a break, and we'll continue this conversation on the backside. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Hunter Barrett from Fortified Cottonseed right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The best place to get the guns, ammo, and accessories you need is at the Houston Gun Collectors Association Gun Show in Humble this Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27 at the Humble Civic Center. Over 250 tables of the stuff you want. Tickets only $10 at the door and $9 online at hgca.org. Free for children under 12, ladies on Sunday, and free parking. Saturday and Sunday, February 26 and 27, the Gun Show in Humble at the Humble Civic Center, 8233 Will Clayton Parkway.
We continue our conversation with Hunter Barrett from Fortified Cottonseed, and as we went to break, we were talking about fetal programming, the studies done in cattle, and his desire to see more in wildlife, you know, white-tailed deer. Hunter, let me ask you, with the deer breeders, and of course, you know, they're feeding a lot of protein and trying to grow those big antlers. But in that controlled environment, wouldn't that be a good place to take a look at this fetal programming?
And I think there is. You know, I've seen, I think, two people talk about it. That's about it.
Wow.
You don't really hear people talking about it as much in the deer side.
To better understand what your particular piece of property might have, I know from a planning standpoint, oftentimes soil samples are taken and taken to the county ag extension agent, you know, for analysis. Do you see people doing that for their whitetail deer herds?
Definitely. Yeah, you'd like to know what your soil consists of. And, you know, all your soils and clays and everything is a, you know, a mineral. You know, that's kind of where they mineral up, and you can see what you're deficient in and add a little more. Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that we talk about this time of year, and particularly now, I mean, the rut has wound down pretty much, I guess, wrapped up in February. Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor Bob Zeglin always states that a buck will lose about 25% of its body weight during the rut. That is just amazing. Fortified Cottonseed helps them replenish that. What all is there to help get that buck back on its feet?
I mean, it's all the fats or energy. And if you give them what they need, they don't lose near as much as they would normally. You know, and you hear people starting and stopping feed. Well, when they stop that feed during the rut, that's the most crucial time they need it. They might not eat a whole lot, but it's there if they want it. And if you've got that buck in good shape coming into there, it's not as hard on them. And, you know, you can get into herd health, and it goes back to, you know, chelated minerals or fetal programming. And stress on an animal is the most crucial thing in their life. If you can take care of that body and take care of their nutritional requirements during those stress periods, it's easier for them to come back from something like the rut.
Got you. Harold, early at the beginning of this conversation, brought up the cost savings, and we talked about it's, you know, generally at least 2-to-1 savings over protein. And I know in our promotion that we use here, we talk about the mama deer and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Is that just because they're eating less? What is limited intake?
You know, most of the time people limit their intake by salts, but the fat in cottonseed limits their intake. And then you're adding all your vitamins and minerals to it. So really what I'm seeing on the few ranches that we've been studying is about a half a pound to a pound a day per head per day throughout the year. It'll change, you know, during the summer they're not going to eat as much. But right now, as cold as it is, there's nothing to eat. That's what they need.
Well, that's what's interesting about this, Hunter, because some people get scared. They're going to have a free choice. They're going to eat me out of house and home. But they don't. It's what they need, and then they go on about their business, right?
Sure, and that's what we trade cattle off of half a penny. We got to save all the money we can save.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what I got to tell this. I was thinking of a funny story about my grandpa. That's what a guy named Clint Savolini was coming in the office one day. He's a drug rep, and he said, "I want to buy everybody a Coke today. Ed, would you like a Coke?" And Ed said, my grandpa said no, and he started walking off, and he said, "Wait, I'll take that 50 cents, though."
yeah,
that's so, how. Yeah, you're always thinking about that little half a penny.
Yeah, sound like a good cowman
like
for sure.
It. Yeah, indeed. I like that.
While we're talking about kind of the base message for fortified cottonseed, red blend, safe for sheep and goats. Yellow blend, not. It's formulated for white-tailed deer. Should not be fed to sheep or goats. What's the difference in the makeup there?
We add about 10 parts per million of copper to the yellow bag. Really, there is no difference. We just add a little of the trace mineral copper to it. There were some guys that wanted a little more, and I think they were thinking they were copper deficient, so they wanted a little more. But I really think on our studies, you want 1-to-4 copper to zinc, and that red bag is 1-to-4.
Gotcha. Okay. And you shouldn't feed copper, what, to sheep and goats? Is that right?
Like cottonseed itself already has a little copper in it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, if you're adding a little copper more, it could be unsafe to it. So that's why we put it in a different bag.
We're visiting with Hunter Barrett from Fortified Cottonseed. Their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Hunter, I got to tell you, you got a really good, clean website that gives a good overview. You've got testimonials from folks. We know that it's now available at Tractor Supply, but for bigger operations, y'all will ship this stuff, won't you?
Yes, sir. We ship directly to ranches. And what we first talked about, freight's the biggest, that's the hardest part. And that's why Tractor Supply has been very helpful to us to be able to get in, you know, just take a pallet to each little town or whatever. But we will ship directly to ranches.
Yeah, one thing that's always fascinated me about the product as we talk about it is that feral pigs and raccoons don't mess with it. Why is that?
So the chemical in cottonseed called gossypol that scares everybody about fertility, mm-hmm. Makes it where only a ruminant animal can digest it. And it's like we have traps for mice all around our place, and I might catch a couple a year. So, you know, and you look at a grain company, they'll be all over. So really, and they might mess with it. They might chew on it and spit it up. And, you know, hogs will eat about anything. So they might eat it and go away and throw it up, but they cannot digest it.
Okay. And, wild critters are kind of smart about getting what they need and leaving what they don't need alone, right?
Well, and yeah, that's a lot of savings. Even if you're looking at the cost of the feed on poundage, you're saving a lot of money not feeding your birds and raccoons and pigs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there you go. Exotic game ranches. You know, not a lot is talked about that, you know, from at least magazines as well as on the radio and mm-hmm. other places. But on these game ranches, that's a lot of mouths to feed, along with the native animals that are there. We mentioned that we've gone beyond the initial proponent in John Sewell, the Lone Star Stewart Award winner in 2017. What are you hearing from those that are feeding more than native whitetail, that are feeding axis and other antlered animals? Are they coming back with similar glowing reports?
Very, very good. I've got quite a few ranches now in the last, I'd say, 2 years picking up on exotics. And for instance, Rock Springs, that little store, Pier of Arga, I mean, they are selling all this stuff all the time. And really, it's going to a lot of axis hunters and a lot of axis ranches. And I wish I knew the consumption and conversion rates on some of those other exotics, but that's hard to find when you have 100 head come into one place at one time.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess also it was a bit of a wake-up call about a year ago when Winter Storm Uri showed up and kind of hit everybody upside the head with that frosty weather we had, right?
Most definitely. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of phone calls right now from guys that are wanting delinted cottonseed. Which doesn't make sense to me, really, when the cost is about the same where your lint is the fiber, you know, and that keeps the gut and that rumen warm. And then the seed itself is a roughage, and it scratches the rumen. A lot of that stuff you have to have during the cold weather for an animal. You know, their gut isn't like ours. They have to have that roughage and lint and scratch factor.
Sure, sure. Well, and the difference in the way it's fed, you're using either V-mesh or smaller square mesh, you know, a cylinder made with D-rings and slip it over a T-post. That's a lot less expensive than those high-dollar protein feeders, aren't they?
I tell you what, I sent some to a ranch here about 6 or 8 months ago, and then I called him back about a couple months ago and asked him how it was working, and he said, well, I believe in it so much that it sold my protein feeders.
There's a lot to this story that creates positives.
Oh, indeed.
And the benefits, and I think y'all are still learning. Y'all still doing some research and looking at, like the next generation that you may be able to do some things. I mean, you're not sitting back on your laurels right now, are you?
Well, I'm always trying to learn something, but that's why we hire people smarter than us. So we can learn from them.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, Hunter, right quick, on the development of this thing, I mean, who had the aha moment about let's use cottonseed?
Cottonseed's always been a product that we've used. It's been too expensive in the feed yard. But you look at a dairy, and a dairy's going to say, we'll never not use cottonseed because they get premiums on their butterfat. So whether it gets $550 a ton in California, they're still going to feed it.
You know, that really, really, I mean, and that was the reason for us visiting with Hunter and having this discussion today, is it dispels, oh, cottonseed's just the latest whim, you know, just the latest thing.
Right.
But this has some deep roots, again, going back to the livestock cattle industry. And what you just mentioned, you got your feeder stock, and then you got your dairy herd, and the impact of the dairy herd because of the improved milk production. That's pretty significant in that industry, isn't it?
Well, and you know, it's one of the highest protein sources a ruminant animal can have. A single source protein source, and it's completely organic and natural.
We mentioned the website fortifiedcottonseed.com. They got several videos. The history of fortified cottonseed, that original video, is that on here, Hunter?
I don't know if it's on there, but you can get on YouTube and just type in fortified cottonseed.
Okay, and also on YouTube is John Sewell, Harris Ranch, there on the Uvalde-Kinney County line, just west of Uvalde, talking about things that he did some 25, 26 years ago when he came in and took over the management of that ranch. Absolutely phenomenal. And John is a hoot to talk to, but he was one of the first ones that said, I'm all in.
Yeah.
I mean, he did away with protein and is doing nothing but cottonseed. I got a high school buddy that I introduced to the Fortified Cottonseed team at the Hunter's Extravaganza last August.
Yeah.
He's all in. Yeah. You know, I mean, and you're probably seeing more and more of that, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think it's slow to happen, and it didn't happen as quick, but people have put in 20 years into their ranch. They're slow to change, and I get that. You know, you don't want to change what you've done and back up for the last 20 years. But once they kind of put the numbers together, when you're spending 14 to 28 cents per head per day rather than a dollar.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, having that fortified cottonseed available, that free choice.
Yeah.
We've gone through some cold weather situations and have a bit of a case history. But, you know, when we go through the drought, I think that's going to be another telling chapter for y'all, don't you?
Very much so. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, all right, fortifiedcottonseed.com is the website. Check it out, become informed, and then 806-839-2122 to visit, place your order, coordinate with things with Hunter.
Learn something.
Yeah. I mean, quite honestly, yeah. every time we talk, there's something new that comes up.
Right.
There's more and more and more to the story, and the fact that there's history, I think, is really important and further validates what's being done.
Absolutely.
Hunter, congratulations again on the continued success of Fortified Cottonseed with you and the rest of the team. Anything else before we wrap this thing up? We got about 30 seconds.
Just thank you for having me on here.
Absolutely. Again, the website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Our guest today has been Hunter Barrett. Hunter, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hunter. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, let's take a peek here. March the 4th. Wood County Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Mineola. For information on that, go to ducks.org. Also, coming up March 5th, Kerrville Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Kerrville. Again, ducks.org. March 5, also, Heliotes Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet. And that's rmef.org. March 6, Washington County Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraiser in Brenham. And that is, where is it? NWTF.org. So many orgs. Anyway, go to one of these great events, okay? Support them and go in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And these products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off and free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Hunter Barrett from Fortified Cottonseed. Harold, I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed visiting with Hunter today. I mean, we've heard the Fortified Cottonseed base story, but now we're getting into the particulars and the case history relating back to the cattle industry and bringing that forward to wildlife management and the benefits. A lot of great information. Their website is fortifiedcottonseed.com. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122.
Well, interesting. I mean, a lot of work, a lot of research, a lot of science. Yes. It's not just, here, fill it up and let them eat it.
Oh, no.
And sort of stylize it. I think that's great. Okay. Hey, do remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. What's up at the top? You can click on Listen to the Show, and a bunch of shows are archived there. So if you forgot what we said today, you can play it again tomorrow and get all that good information. Okay, thanks for joining us. Remember, be safe out there in the woods or in the field so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.